Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Before we start the show, we have somebody that is very knowledgeable here. And I thought it would be a good idea for him to just have a few minutes to kind of educate us what's going on. Can we bring the gentleman up?
Yeah, slot. Come on over, man. We're going to shift.
You never know. You never know who you're going to see.
Get over here, man.
I think we got to move the other way.
No, we good, right?
There you go. There you go. Shaka Boss, ladies and gentlemen. Shaka Boss.
Yeah, man, everything there. You need to be in Ghana. You know how the weather is. You know how everything is. So I know you're cold over there. I see what you're wearing.
Next time I'll be there, I promise you.
So, all right. So, Shaka, like I said, I just wanted to get a couple minutes to kind of talk about some economic issues that's been going on the continent. And you kind of an expert on this because you've been on the ground level. So this is Market Mondays, and we do talk about finances. So I think it's appropriate to talk about what's going on in Congo. So can you kind of just educate our audience for people that might not be fully educated on what's going on in Congo right now and why it's important?
Well, I think that, you know, we realized in the last 10, 15 years that now oil has been surpassed in value by data. Data is more valuable than oil. Oil used to be the metric. It used to be gold, then it was oil. Now it's data, and people want as many data points as they can on people to sell them products, right? And data, servers, crypto, and all of these things are being created by African Minerals. And we've been sold this very poetic story about Wakanda and how, you know, there's this place in Central Africa which is full of vibranium, and it's Congo. And right now what we have is we have an Africa that should really be a United States of Africa, a USA, but it's very disparate and very separate in the way that it does business and it does trade. So, like, for instance, if you want to go and speak to the USA, you got to speak to the whole of the USA. That's nearly 400 million people, or however many people is there. If you want to go and speak to Africa, you can speak to a country as small as Lesotho or a country as small as Ghana, which is 30 million people, right? And you'll be having a China speak to them. That's 1.4 billion people speaking to a country of 30 million people. So obviously they have a lot easier way of being able to bargain. And what happened is, with Congo in particular, is that when the smartphone was invented, the minerals that were needed for the smartphone came from Congo. And so that was what happened in 1998 when Congo was invaded. And between 1998 and 2003, 6 million people died as a result of that grab for minerals. And you have a country like Rwanda, which has been historically the agents for their clients in Europe, who under the guise of and you know, you see people like John Legend, who clearly don't care about genocide, going and performing a few days ago, Global Citizen in Rwanda. But then you have people like you have sisters like Thames, who are canceling their concerts because they understand that the geopolitical, geostrategic battle that's going on in Africa right now is based on African resources. And I give you an example. When I was in Congo in 2022, so I've been going to Congo for nearly 10 years now. When I was in Congo in 2022, Rwanda was exporting $540 million worth of gold. Bearing in mind, they don't have no gold. right? But now Rwanda's exporting $1.6 trillion of gold, and it's, they're projected to export annually, $1.6 billion of gold, and they're projected to export annually $3 billion worth of gold. Congo produces 160,000 tons of coltan and of cobalt each year, mm-hmm. right? The rest of the world combined is doing about 40,000 tons. So coltan is what is used for mobile phones and CPU processing units. Mm-hmm. Cobalt is what is used for batteries for EVs. So now you have all of these countries in Europe who are basically saying, hey, we want to catch up with China and we want to produce a bunch of electric vehicles. So they're building these gigafactories. They need all these minerals from Congo. So Rwanda signed an MOU agreement to provide those minerals for the rest of Europe to be able to do this. And then at the same time, they don't have these mines. So what do? They invade and they occupy a mine called Rubaya, which is the biggest coltan cobalt producing mine in the world. And all of a sudden, they've got record exports of this mineral. So where it's being touted as this is being touted as an African civil war. Because you know when it's like, oh, black on black crime, they created this racist term. We never say white on white crime, right? Mm-hmm. They created this black on black crime in America to try and dehumanize black Americans. They created tribalism and tribes in Africa to dehumanize Africa. So if it's a tribal war, it's like, well, you know, they're killing each other, so it doesn't really matter. Where I'm looking on my phone this morning and I'm seeing 20 young guys being executed in Congo by these M23 soldiers who are being portrayed almost as liberators of ethnic Banyamulenge Tutsis in Congo. But the reality is they're there for minerals. It's all follow the money game. And Congo has been destabilized for all of this time just for the specific reason of minerals. There's no other reason to kill that many people indiscriminately. And where we saw a few weeks ago, 3,000 people killed in like 3 days or 4 days. Like my village in Congo, that they came into the village in Congo. Everybody had to get out of the village in Congo. Thank God all the kids are back and everybody's safe. But they also had emptied a prison of 4,000 people. And 160 women were raped and burned to death. So these things that are happening in almost silence and secrecy, but really the whole thing is just a minerals game. And Europe and China and everybody else is tacit complicit because they know if the situation stays the way the situation is, then they'll be able to keep getting a free stream of African minerals.
So this is when you talk about follow the money, and we talk about investments in the Magnificent Seven and all these tech companies, whether it's from a GPU standpoint or CPU standpoint, data centers, that's on the surface. But in order for them to have those products, it's kind of like goes down the line to the place on the planet that has probably every mineral on the planet Earth exists in Congo, correct?
There's only two that doesn't have, californium and moscovium. So every mineral on the periodic table, apart from those two, Congo has in abundance.
So this is one of these humanitarian situations, and I want to get into that because we've been around each other a lot, but I've never heard the root of it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the work that you're doing in Congo, we're here in Ghana, you have a school here, you're mm-hmm. working in Ethiopia. When did the humanitarian efforts start for you?
I had this idea before Black Panther movie of Africa was Wakanda. That was I was raised Rasta and I was raised with this back to Africa Marcus Garvey mentality. So I always believed that Africa was our motherland. Like I thought that was when I get there, you know, it's going to be the promised land and people are rich and everything is cool. And I only started doing this work in Congo in particular because I heard a story of a woman called Mama Masika, who she was raped by 22 guys before she passed out, and her husband was chopped up and killed in front of her, and then she was raped on top of her husband. I'd never heard anything that crazy in my life. I was like, hang on, this happens on Earth? Like, how can this happen? Like, how can you even be aroused by like that type of destruction of a woman? And when I heard that story, and I Googled well, which is the richest country in the world, and Congo came up. And then I Google which is the poorest country in the world. Congo came up as well. So like GDP, Congo's annual GDP per capita is $550. But there's 24. Oh, well, I say forget 24. The 24 trillion is the old number. It's like $40 trillion dollars worth of mineral resources in the ground, because of the way that, you know, that resources, especially resources that are sought after, appreciate over time. Now these resources are becoming more and more valuable. And so how can the richest country in the world be the poorest country in the world at the same time? And this continues in and along the lines of the rhetoric of Africa is a breadbasket for the rest of the world, but can't feed itself. So I just was like, all right, cool. How can I go and help this woman and her family? Because I've saw what happened to her. And then I did a boxing match. I used to box when I was in the military. I did a boxing match, and I took the money to go and give to her family, to just, that was the beginning of my journey in Africa. I'd always done things in the hood, in Leeds where I grew up in, I did various things in London as well. So I did stuff in my own community first, fitness, health, wellness, those type of things. But then I was like, I need to go over to Africa and see how I can be of use. But when I got here to Africa, I realized how many people are exploiting Africa, whether it's the politicians, whether it's the NGOs, neocolonialism. I've never seen anything like the amount of exploitation here as anywhere else in the world. So it started for me with that. But where I'm at now, it's like sustainable business, I think, is the only way to do things.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.